Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason here for the World Tour of Taunton. I'm at Taunton School for Taunton RailX, and I'm with Jack, who is the organiser. Was that?
I'm chairman of the club.
Okay, so why put this kind of event on today?
Just to bring modern railways together. There's a big community out there with modern railways and people alike. Just bring it, and as today, obviously people on the radio can't see it, but it's very busy today.
It is extremely busy. How many kind of people, kind of stalls do you think are here? How many people are, showing off their model railways?
Today we've got 21 layouts in total. With trainers, it's about 25, 30.
So if you were just starting off, you just bought kind of a model train set from, a high street store, could you come here today and finish off your collection?
Definitely, yes. You've got everything here. You've got stuff from electrics, track, you can buy locomotives, rolling stock. You've got everything here today that you can finish off your train set.
And you can buy, you can buy cheap, you can buy expensive. Some of the stuff here is really detailed and really well built. What's your kind of favourite piece if you had to take a piece home today?
It'd be a locomotive.
It would be,
yes.
Now, I have to ask, there's some questions going around about analogue and digital. Are you analogue or digital?
I'm digital myself. A bit of both, really, but yeah, mainly digital.
Is that an age thing? Because you are slightly younger to be here today.
Yeah, I suppose I've sort of come into the digital world now, and it's sort of everything is digital, and it's a lot easier to use than analogue.
Now, your club, how can people get involved? If they are a keen, railway enthusiast and they like building stuff, how can they get involved in your club?
We've got a website, Somerset Railway Modellers Club. You can find us on Google. And we've got our own clubhouse in Washford. We meet every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Come and help build model railways. You can even have a bacon sandwich on a Wednesday night. About 8 o'clock is sandwich time, so yeah.
I was going to say, you've sold me on the bacon sandwich side. Many people have railways at home. Why have a model railway at home? Why do this?
It's just to get people's imaginations going, really. You can build whatever you like. Bring your thoughts into life. Things you've seen on day-to-day basis, really. You can take a picture or something and you can model that, which you can see today. Mainly these layouts are based on certain places. Take pictures. People even go out with tape measures and actually measure buildings and sizes to make sure they get everything spot on their layout. So yes.
So the show's on today and tomorrow. What's the opening times for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Please come along and enjoy it.
And it's free parking outside. There's an entrance fee to get in, but that helps all the, you get this great place. And what a fantastic place. I keep saying it's all the kind of model railway stuff under one roof, but it's several rooms, isn't it?
It is several rooms. We've got three different rooms. We've got the large hall here. We've got a small hall, and we've got a little dance studio, which has got some tiny little layouts in there, which are brilliant, brilliant little layouts.
Well, good luck for the rest of the day, and I hope lots of people turn out tomorrow to Taunton School for Taunton RailX.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and we are here at Taunton School for an excellent model fair, and it's all to do with trains. And I've caught up with John. And John, why are you here today?
Well, we're selling our limited edition model railway wagons. They're all private owner wagons, and also we've got a special one for the show. We've produced a special one just for the show today.
So why produce a special one for the show? Do collectors like collecting them to say they've been here?
Exactly, yes, they do, yes.
And your models are unique, they are so detailed. What drives you to make them so perfectionate and so, carefully constructed?
Well, we have them made for us. I do the research and everything and send it up to Daypole in Wales. And between us, we've managed to turn out something that's really good. We don't actually pass them until we've got them dead right.
I don't blame you. So what's special about the show wagon? What's the show wagon all about this year?
This is a local one. It's Washford Mill. It's going back a few years Thomas Everred owned it. And he is a miller and a maltster. And it's a bulk grain wagon.
So those trucks that you're showing me now, they would have been seen on what is now the West Somerset Railway?
Exactly, yes.
And they would have been used to transfer the paper from the mill, was
it? No, that was last year we did the paper mill. This is theirs, malt, etc.
Right. Ah, okay. So all the wagons you produce for the show have a local connection to them to make them special?
We started at the local collection as a local thing, but because we're running out of local wagons to do, we're moving further afield now.
Well, that's good in a sign that you've made so many that you're having to diversify a little bit more than the local ones.
It's just 315 we've made so far.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
If anybody wants details of your wagon, can they buy them online? Can they get away from here?
Yes, they can get them at burnhamandmrc.org.
Right, okay, and from there they can purchase a wagon. Can they purchase a show wagon, or is that only today?
They can purchase them. If we run out today, we'll have another batch done with a different running number on, but over half of them are sold already.
That's amazing. Well done. And you're here tomorrow for the show as well?
Definitely, yes, for the whole weekend.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you have a good show.
You're welcome.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason, and I normally say Craig, but he's Skyping today. He's left me all on my own. But we are at a model railway exhibition in the heart of Taunton at Taunton School. And I'm with Darren from Croydon North Street. Tell me, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm really passionate about my model railways. I can make car cars as an anorak, which I am a bit of an anorak. But it's just really showing that model railways can be brought up to the modern date, really. All our units featuring sound, unique sound. We've got all our locos. We've got sound from the animals in the fields, as you can hear in the background. You may be able to hear in the background. So just really bringing model railways right up to date, bang up to date.
Now, I have to be a bit careful because I'm surrounded by people, but the average age is slightly older, should I say, here for model railways, especially the collectors, because it takes a lot of time and money to build these, and you've been described as a slightly younger end of the scale. Why do things with mobile phones and sound effects? Why do it?
Well, it'd be seen as a gap in the market. Like I said, I am young in this industry. I'm 37, but that's still classed as being young. But there was a gap in the market. We was going around exhibitions, and we realised that having sound station announcements brought it to life a bit more. So we just thought, it's something it's trial and error, and it's working well for us. So, yeah, it's just really, there's a gap in the market, and we're trying to get younger generations to join in,
So tell me, how do you do a station announcement? What's involved?
Well, it's actually done by using our mobile phone, and we use a hard of hearing device called Type Talk, and we literally just go onto the internet, type in what we want, what the station announcer to say, and then literally play it back on a mobile phone. So it's a simple process, typing our own messages and then recording onto a mobile phone device wired up to some speakers.
And I hear you is it you that's got that kind of station call, that ding dong?
That's us, yeah, that is us.
Because that is one of the things you hear at a station every time. As soon as you hear that kind of ding dong, you look up and expect an announcement.
That is right, yeah, that's it. And that's what we've done. It seems to capture the people as well. It could be quiet in here, and then we press the ding dong, that you hear the bells, and everyone gathers around the layout. So, yeah.
It's fabulous, well done. One quick question, your layout, I know cost sometimes not mentioned. What's the kind of cost of your layout here today?
I would say it's insured for £4,000 at the moment, so that's the cost, but my wife doesn't know that, obviously.
Right, we won't say any more about that. Thank you very much for coming here and talking to us.
No, thank you very much, thank you.
And are you here tomorrow as well?
Yes, we are, we're for both days, yes we are.
Brilliant, so come out and check out the Croydon Northern Line and see what's on offer with the different sounds and effects from the station.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's Jason at, heaven for most people, a little bit more difficult for me. I used to have a model railway, but not to this scale that's here today at Taunton School. Now, I'm with something slightly different. What's all this about?
Okay, so I'm James from DCC Train Automation. We're based in Somerset, just outside Taunton. We're all about digital control of trains and computer control, and bring in the future into the hobby.
So long gone are the kind of, I used to have like a transformer with a little dial on. I used to speed a train up and down, and I used to crash quite often. But with you, it's all automatic and bringing it to the future.
Here we've got multiple trains running. Actually, we have analog, which is what you had as a kid,
yep.
And digital trains running together. So we have a system here that can control the past and the future.
On your computer, I can only describe it, you have like a diagram of the track. It's a track layout. Does that represent what is I can see in front of me on the ground?
Exactly. So you draw out the layout you have. You put in all the signals, all the sidings, everything, and you can set routes for trains to run and write a timetable of events, and it all plays it out. And it controls the trains and doesn't crash as you used to.
I used to go a little bit too fast on some of the corners. why make it automated? Why not have the old manual controls?
Well, you can use both. A lot of people like manual still, but this can be manual. It's not just automatic. So you can have automatic running and then integrate your manual control alongside it.
Right, okay.
So it's the best of both worlds.
So for anybody with existing, is it analog trains,
yep.
you describe
yep,
them,
yep.
Can they be converted?
They can be converted to digital, but like I said, with this system we're running here, which is called Dynamo, you can run both at the same time.
Wow, okay. Now, cost-wise, how much is it to kind of change over to digital? Is it something you need to save for?
Yeah, I mean, you can get into it quite cheap, but you can spend thousands if you want, but entry-level systems for DCC anywhere from £100 onwards, so... but. They go up to thousands. I mean, we've got customers that spend thousands and thousands.
And that's fine, because it's a hobby that they enjoy and they want to, you know, have the best they can.
Yep.
And obviously, with your layout, I can see it's running like clockwork or,
yeah.
or digital computer.
That's it. Yeah.
What happens if the computer crashes?
It just all stops.
So there is a safety mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. It just all comes to a grinding halt. Yeah.
So if anybody wants to get in touch with you and learn to change their kind of existing railway or buy new, how do they get in touch with you?
Via the website, dcctrainautomation.co.uk. Or you can phone us on Taunton, 01823 429 309. We do workshops as well, so you can come and learn about it. We do day workshops in all sorts of subject areas, so yeah.
And how great to be a local company at a local event.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's nice to be here. We came last year and had a good show, so we'll continue to support them.
And you're here tomorrow as well?
We are, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason out and about for the World Tour Taunton, and I am at Taunton School in a wonderful collection of model railways at Taunton RailX, and I've caught up with a different kind of model. Now, I hear this is a bit of a unique model. Julian, tell me all about it.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's an O-gauge layout. It's based on the Summit up in Yorkshire. It was started some 15 years ago by Mr. Draper, who unfortunately didn't see the fruition of his work. He passed away before it was actually finished.
I'm finding it difficult to describe this because this is not a small layout, is it? It's not a bedroom size layout.
No, it's certainly not. It's taken 15 years approximately to build and to put together. There's 10 of us to run this layout. Because it needs that many operators at the back as well in the front to explain how we do things.
I just cannot imagine how you got this here today. I'm guessing a really big lorry.
It goes in a 7.5-ton truck.
Really?
Yes, it does. And it goes on to stillages that we've made with 6 baseboards approximately going on to each stillage. And the lorry is absolutely jam-packed solid.
I can well imagine. Can you tell me how kind of big the layout is, just to describe it?
It's 40 feet by 30.
That's incredible.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So why build so big? Is it to replicate the whole seam? Because some people, as we were talking earlier, take photographs of things to get it exactly, you know, spot on. Is that why it's so big here?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we wanted a layout that was really going to, you know, catch the eye of the general public. And to have the trains running on a regular basis also, because approximately 2.5 minutes to run a train round this layout. Yeah.
Now, if people want to get in touch with your club, how do they do that?
They can go onto our website, which we are based, it's called the Oval Club, Railway Club, but we are based actually in Martock.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so if they want to Google, it's a Yeovil Model Railway Group.
It is Yeovil Model Railway Group, yes, and it's www.yeovilmrg.org.
Well, have a fantastic day, and you're looking forward to tomorrow as well, I guess.
Oh, absolutely, yes, and further afield.
And, you know, this is the best layout because you actually have seats that people can sit down and watch the trains go by.
Well, the whole object is for people to be able to enjoy the scenery as well as the trains, and it took me 1.5 years to do the scenery.
I can only describe, it's difficult for me to describe it, but it is vast. And the trains actually look really small against the scenery.
Yeah, they do, yeah. And when you think we've got £40,000 worth of stock here this weekend, that gives you some idea of the scale of it.
Absolutely incredible. Well, thank you for coming along on behalf of the organisers, I think, and the people watching here today. Make sure you make your way down to Taunton RailX, happening at Taunton School, for the rest of the afternoon and tomorrow. Taunton's 107.8 to Tone FM. It's Jason for the World Tour Taunton, coming to a close of today's show. We have been at the Taunton Rail X here at Taunton School, looking at all the model railways and all the stuff you can buy to go along with it. We've seen some massive sets, some that are absolutely gigantic. You would need, I would say, 4 or 5 garages to house this one when it's put up. Very small models as well, down to ones that are based on a single ironing board. So you've got no excuse if your attic is small or you haven't got a lot of space. You can even get the ironing board out and put a model railway on one of those. It is the World Tour Taunton at Taunton School. As I said, for Taunton Rail X, the show is on today and tomorrow, so make sure you make your way down. And don't forget, tomorrow, if you want to do something a little bit different, then the Somerset Museum, where you can see Dino Day, where you can learn all about dinosaurs here in Somerset. Loads of things to do, including a puppet show as well, so make sure you go along and support that. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Paul Holmes on the way after myself with some great music to keep you entertained on this Saturday afternoon.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.